Last week, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council instituted a hard cap on Chinook salmon bycatch within the pollock industry. Each individual boat was allocated a number of salmon based on their pollock quota. If they catch more than that number of salmon, they have to stop fishing. Though the total bycatch number is set at 60,000, the new rule aims to keep the average bycatch at 47,591 or fewer through the use of industry-developed incentive plans. Alan Haney, an economist with the Alaska Fisheries Science Center in Seattle, analyzed the two proposed plans.
I'm optimistic that a well-designed incentive system coupled with a hard cap is really going to let us best address this problem.
Haney says that the plans force the fleet to take individual responsibility for their bycatch. The boats can buy and trade bycatch allocations from one another, but ultimately, each boat has to deal with the consequences of their own bycatch. The council has approved two basic incentive plans. The first is called the FIP, the Financial Incentive Plan, and focuses on the offshore sector. In that plan, each vessel puts money into a pool at the beginning of the season, $22.05 per ton, which adds up to millions of dollars per company.
The ante, the pool of money that was put out, will be returned to the people, to the companies and the vessels that anteed into this pool, in relation to how few salmon they caught. So there's a per salmon incentive through this mechanism that increases the smaller the number of salmon there are bycaught.
The boat with the lowest bycatch gets the most money. Haney says this program makes it beneficial to protect salmon even in years of low abundance when their survival is the most important. The plan has received criticism, however, because competition can stop communication. Haney disagrees.
I don't think this is a very large problem because the best way to communicate information about bycatch rates is through the observer program.
The new regulation will require increased observer coverage of the pollock fleet, as well as more real-time bycatch reporting through the electronic e-landings program. While the FIP is more geared towards the offshore fleet, the SIP, or the Salmon Savings Incentive Plan, is aimed at the onshore sector.
Each vessel, when it is below the 47,000, their share of the 47,000 level hard cap, they acquire savings that they can use in subsequent years over the next 3 years to potentially go above their share of 47 up to the upper limit.
That means over 3 years, the boats could build up enough insurance to protect themselves if they get a lightning strike or a chance encounter with a large number of salmon. The first year of the program allows boats to go above their caps, but they have to pay back those fish over the next 2 years. The problem with this plan is that it has fewer incentives to avoid bycatch during low abundance years. Haney says, overall, his analysis shows that the plans will be good for both salmon and pollock.
And so it certainly is a win for the pollock fishery to have this kind of ability to adjust to abundance. And it's a win for salmon, too, because it keeps these incentives in place at lower abundances.
Boats that opt out of the incentive plans only get a portion of a 28,000 fish cap instead of a 47,000 fish cap. The federal government would have legal agreements with boats that participated in the incentive plans, but it cannot legally regulate the plans or charge fees to violators, which makes some opponents unsure of the plan's overall effectiveness. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman for KUCB.